Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan. Now, on the line, I have Ciara Hennebery, and she's the founder of Crea Ireland. And we're going to have a quick chat about Green Friday. Good morning, Ciara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, there's two things I want to say we're going to talk about. First is Crea Ireland. Tell us about Crea Ireland and how you came to found it.
Yeah, so we're just a year old now next week, and it's an online trading platform. We have over 180 Irish businesses, making it the one-stop shop to buy Irish online. So you can go out to our site, www.creaireland.com. You can see over 1,000 Irish products and 180 businesses, and there's just such a wide range of businesses and products there, making it easier for everyone to support Irish and buy Irish online. And I came up with the idea last year. I saw so many Irish businesses closing down, and I came from a marketing background, so I wanted to do something to help them. And Crea was born, and yeah, we're just nearly a year old now, and it's just brilliant that we can help so many Irish businesses and positively impact them.
Now, I have to hold up, I have to hold up my own hands. I would be on the internet there, and I wouldn't be thinking of where the small business or the business that I'm buying from is from. I wouldn't be particularly looking for just an Irish business. I'd be looking for the best value or whatever. But I suppose we should really be just the same as if we're walking down the high street or the main street. We should be thinking about using small retailers and Irish indigenous businesses.
Exactly, and it's all there. It's all available, and that's, you know, you might think, oh, I want such products, but I mightn't be able to get that locally. And that's where we come in then, and we have picked the best products and we put them all together in the one place. So it's really easy for you. So if you're looking for someone, somewhere, we want to be that one-stop shop that you come to and hopefully find what you're looking for, and best of all, you're supporting local as well.
And where did you get the idea? You know, I think today is Black Friday. I can never work these things out, but I think today is Black Friday. Where did you come up with the idea of Green Friday?
So it's actually next week. It's Black Friday, and Green Friday, so it's a national campaign. It's a movement to encourage people to shop green and support local instead of shopping with the big multinationals on Black Friday.
Yeah, well, doesn't that just show you how much I know about these things? What day Black Friday? And I wouldn't mind, I spent most of my life in retail as well, but Black Friday only came about in the last 4 or 5 years, and I've been out of retail since then.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just all about encouraging people to, you know, when they're spending their money on Black Friday, that local businesses, we have lots of sales on our site, and you can get sales and also support local, and just to be more mindful that, you know, all these big companies are you know, it's all going out of Ireland, all the money with us, so we want to keep it local and support local whenever we can.
And tell me this, when I go on your site, and I don't know, I'm looking for I'm looking for crockery, or I'm looking for new boots or things like that. How do I find them? If you have so many suppliers on there, do you have your own internal search engine there as well?
Yeah. So we're very up to date. We have lots of different categories. You can filter to what category you want. You have you can even filter by location, or you can shop by supplier as well. So it's very easy to use, and there are lots of options.
It sounds brilliant. I did have a quick gander at it last night, And I have to say, it's very, it seems very user friendly.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're, that's the goal anyway, to make it as user friendly for everyone, to make it as easy to shop Iris online as we can.
I know I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer this or not. How do you make a business out of this, that you're supporting the others? Do you get a commission? Do they get, you get a commission for sales?
We charge, if you want to be a member on our website, we charge a commission on the sales then, and that's how we operate as a business. And we also have our own gift box range that we sell as well. And if you are a supplier, if you are an Irish business and you want to come on board, it's just on a commission basis. So that's really good for the business, because they're not paying anything unless they actually sell. So it works very good for them as well. And then they also get access to a larger market and help with marketing and promotions and all of that as well. So we're there to support them and help them grow as much as we can.
And I take it they can also, this opens them up to an international market as well. Is that, if somebody's over in New York and wants to send their friends or family some mementos of Ireland, and that they can get onto the site?
Yeah, exactly. And we have our, like I said, we have our own gift box range where we curated 10 gift boxes with Irish products in them, and we ship worldwide with them. So they're very popular now at the moment for people sending Irish gifts to Irish abroad as well. So it's definitely very popular for Irish abroad as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea for small independent shops who maybe wouldn't have the backup to put a website and on that together, particularly a large website that will have so many interesting different other retailers on it as well. Because in the retail game, a lot of times it comes down to giving customers choice. The customers are going to go to a store that has loads of choice. They're not going to go to a store that just has one, is just selling one type of item. But if you have a store like the big supermarkets or the big shopping malls, that's the whole idea of that. It's convenience for a shopper. They can go to one spot and they have a whole range of different offers on. And I think your site does that for the small retailer.
Yeah, exactly. And then when the consumer comes on, we have lots of variety for something for everyone as well. So it's great, yeah.
And I take it you're looking forward to a busy Christmas this year.
Yeah, we have lots of orders now from corporates for now that all Christmas parties are starting to be cancelled. A lot of companies are deciding to give their staff gift boxes instead. So we're busy with corporate gifting, and then lots of people Christmas shopping already. And we have a pop-up shop in Waterford at Winterville in Waterford for the Christmas period as well. So we're very busy.
Well, Ciara, I'm not going to delay you. I'm just going to say congratulations, and you're a year in business now.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations on your anniversary. If anybody is looking to or wants to check you out, would you give us again that website they can go to?
Yeah, so it's CroiaIreland.com. So it's CROIAIreland.com.
Excellent. I'm going to do a podcast of this interview, and I will put your web address on that as well. So if anybody's looking for it, they can get it there.
Brilliant. Thanks so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye now.
Absolutely delighted. All the best. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Now, there we go. There is an enterprising young lady and doing good for her community as well. That's Ciara Hennebry, founder of Crea Ireland. And it's a one-stop shop on the internet to get Irish goods. Great stuff there.